This podcast proudly supports Tom Corliss and the WDW News Today podcast in their efforts to bring you the Disney World news first, especially before Lou Mangiello.
This advertisement does not reflect the views of the Everything Disney Resorts podcast or the Disney Resorts Kingdom and Luke Manning. This has been paid for by Tom Corliss. And we like Lou. Oh, Lou. Oh, Lou. Oh, Lou.
Before we start the podcast, we'd like to thank Mousecatrips for sponsoring the Disney Resorts Kingdom podcast. Mousecatrips is dedicated to giving you a Disney experience before you even arrive at the parks. They try to get you the best price they can, and they want you to have the best Disney vacation possible. So please visit our sponsor, Mousecatrips, at www.mousecatrips.com. That's www.mousecatrips.com.
Hello and welcome to the Everything Disney Resorts podcast. We're live from the Bronx, New York with Tom Corliss.
Hello.
How are you doing, Tom?
Good, very good.
Now, if you're noticing that the sound quality is just a little bit better today, that's because we're using Audacity to record. We haven't done this for a few shows, so we thought we'd do it just to see how the quality comes out, and it should sound better because we're not trying to pick it up through Skype.
Yay, Audacity!
Yay, Audacity! Yay for the power of sending stuff! Now, up on our forums, which are located at disneyresorts.freeforums.org, we have a list of some of the upcoming episodes of the Everything Disney Resorts podcast until the end of 2007, and some of those will feature, like the ones I'm going to bring up as soon as I get the page loaded. So for the rest of our, for the whole of December, we will have Christmas featured shows where we'll talk about great the fireworks shows like Believe in Holiday Magic and Holiday Wishes and the parades, Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas Time and a Christmas Fantasy Parade, and some other stuff. This Wednesday we've got a sneak peek. We're going to be talking with Tom about our favourite Disney websites, and on Friday we have another special guest star, Chris Lanning, also known as Magic Journeyman, where we'll be talking about more Magic Journeys with Magic Journeyman. And to find out our entire schedule, which is subject to change at any time, please go to our forums, and we'll also have a direct link up to that page on our show notes at disneyresortskingdom.com. Now today I've invited Tom to talk about Fantasmic, which is of course a show at the Disney MGM Studios, or Disney's Holiday, oh my god.
Probably soon enough.
Yeah, Disney's Hollywood Studios and Disneyland, and we're basically going to compare the two versions and see which version we like better. So I think we'll start off with the MGM Studios version, and Tom, if you want to give us a little bit of a walkthrough of all of the scenes in that version. Wikipedia is your friend.
Yeah, probably. I could probably name them in order, but I'd rather go with a schedule of some kind.
At 9:22, this scene showed.
All right, well, the first thing about the Disney MGM Studios version is, of course, it doesn't take place, you know, inside the theme park. It's really in its own amphitheater pretty far away. It's quite a walk.
Yeah, just a bit too much of a walk.
Yeah, and of course, there are two entrances. You either enter through the main entrance, which is near the Tower Terror, or if you have priority seating, you enter pretty much at the beginning of Hollywood Boulevard, sort of a cast member backstage entrance.
If you have VIP seating, then you're bloody lucky.
Yeah, pretty much. But the priority seating's pretty good as well. But as the show, of course, usually you have to arrive for the show very early, and they have that great background music and all that plays for the probably two to three hours that you're sitting there.
Yeah, and that's just a bit crazy. I mean, I was going to see the Disneyland version last weekend, and I just got off Pirates of the Caribbean at 8:45. And the show started at 9, and I just found a spot, and it was a great view. So that's, I think, where Disney Hollywood Studios version has its first downfall.
Yeah, but then there's the magical part, the seats.
Yeah, that is a good point.
The seating. And so pretty much you, as the show starts, you have that great little intro wording. You are about to find out, and all that jazz. I'm not going to do the whole thing. Then, of course, you have the famous musical notes. Again, I'm not going to do the whole thing. Then, of course, Mickey shows up for the first time of many in the show.
Imagination.
You have that little light and firework show for the beginning.
Which is one of my two favorite parts of the show.
Yes. And then I believe after that you have that great... They play that great montage of all the... Or at least some of the classic Disney films with that great music. All the music from each film seems to flow into one another and they're all appearing in these bubbles. And of course these water projection... They project images onto these bursts of water. I guess you could call them that. And...
Well, that before that is the jungle scene with the Lion King, Jungle Book, and Tarzan.
Is that before that?
According to Wikipedia.
Confused, yeah. I don't know. I think so. I think it is. They might be right. Yeah, they are. All right. So you have the... Before that, I thought it was after, but... Excuse me. You have the jungle... Sort of the jungle scene. The Lion King scene with... They're playing, of course, Lion King music in the background. You have all these different animals. So almost more of puppet-like animals, because you could kind of tell that there's people in these costumes, but they're sort of these neon glowing animals. And there's I know there's crocodiles and ostriches. It looks really nice with the lighting, because you can't really see the people themselves. All you see is the actual outline of the animals. It's a really nice effect. And then, of course, you have that great montage of all the classic Disney films.
There are people in the costumes. What?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
I couldn't either. They move so fluently.
Actually, that's after that. They have that little, or after that, they have that Monstro part that's projected onto the water, and of course, his tail splashes the water out into the guests, depending on how bad the weather is. I know I went on a very windy day once and got completely soaked in
like
the
you.
Row.
Oh, here comes the absolute worst part of the show that absolutely gives it its downfall.
Are you talking about the Pocahontas scene?
Definitely.
Oh, come on, that's awesome.
That's the worst part of the show. I was nearly falling asleep. Would you rather have Pocahontas and a bunch of guys running around an island or a big pirate battleship?
I don't know, but I like to dig and dig and...
Oh my god.
I don't know.
See,
anyway,
John
I love...
or Steve, neither of them are here, and you're still out of control.
Yes, as usual.
Yes.
I like the Pocahontas.
The New York spirit.
It's nice. I was never crazy about the movie, but again, I love the whole show, Fantasmic, and that's just another scene I tend to like. And then after that, you have the princess scene, where these three colorful, almost like the electrical water pageant, they're sort of, but they're like floating stages. You have one with Princess Aurora and Prince Philip from Sleeping Beauty, Cinderella and Prince Charming, and then there's the final one with... All right, they have this wrong.
Yeah, it's Belle and Beast.
Yeah. Not Jasmine. See, Wikipedia's wrong. See, we shouldn't even be looking at this.
Wikipedia's wrong?
We should not be looking at this. The final one is Ariel and Eric. Incorrect.
No, it was Belle and Beast.
And isn't... I don't think Cinderella is the other one. Isn't it?
No, it's Cinderella and Prince Charming.
I thought it was Snow White.
Snow White and whatever the prince is, and Belle and Beast.
Yeah, this is completely wrong.
Yeah, whatever.
Right, it's Cinderella and Prince Charming, Ariel and Eric, and Belle and the Beast. I don't know why.
Whatever he says.
I'm going to close Wikipedia now because that's ridiculous. I know the show. All right,
continue
well.
On.
Anyway, it then of course continues. We have the villains come into play, which is when the show really starts to pick up. And of course, you have bunch of Disney villains showing up.
Who are the Wicked Queen from Snow White, Ursula, Cruella de Vil, Scar, Jafar, and the one that confuses me the most, Frollo.
I like Frollo.
Frollo. Well, I think I know why he was in there. Because he's from The Hunchback of Notre Dame, a.k.a. Michael Eisner's favorite Disney movie.
No comment.
Oh, and Hades.
Of course, then we go into the... I guess you could call it the Aladdin-inspired scene where Mickey's on that it's projected onto the water again. Mickey's on the magic carpet flying through the Cave of Wonders, and you have the lava and all that going on, and then of course the water fades down and you see this giant Jafar as a snake chasing Mickey around the entire stage pretty much. And it's a
I never
really
thought
cool
he was
effect.
A snake in the movie.
Hmm?
I never thought he was a snake in the movie.
I think he was.
I need to watch that again.
I haven't watched it in a while, but it's either in the first one or the second one. But yes, he does become a snake. It looks very different in the movie. It looks more like a cobra in the movie, and it looks a little different in the show, but it's very effective in the show. And of course, they have those bright lights for his eyes that sort of, as the snake's head turns, sort of goes over the entire crowd. It's really a cool effect. And of course, eventually Jafar leaves, and then Chernabog from Fantasia comes into play, and of course they play that whole Chernabog raising the dead scene from the Fantasia film. And then of course, after playing that for a few minutes, you go into the, I believe it's time for Maleficent to come into play.
Yep.
And then of course Maleficent appears on the stage with Mickey, and suddenly she starts to rise up slowly to a certain point, and then she sort of vanishes for a moment, and then all you see projected on the water and in the background is this pair of yellow, bright yellow eyes, and the water fades down, and you see it's Maleficent in her dragon form. I believe it's somewhere around 30 or 40 feet tall, supposedly.
Now, I know one of the dragons, I'm not sure where, either at Florida or out here in California, they either had the dragon was made stationary, so it only really moves its head.
That's probably our version.
Not a big surprise there.
Yeah, very funny. Anyway, pretty much the neck and the head, but it's very effective. And of course, Mickey eventually defeats Maleficent the dragon.
And into the best part of the show.
Of course, you have Tinkerbell flying over the water projections. And then, of course, the mountain starts to sparkle. And all of a sudden, here comes Mickey in his Steamboat Willie attire with all the Disney, well, at least most of the Disney characters on board the steamboat. And it's unbelievable. And of course you have those I don't know what you would call them, sparklers, whatever you want to call them, I don't know the technical words, of course, on the ship. And of course all the characters are waving their handkerchiefs, you could call them.
Yeah, I know.
And
here's my handkerchief.
Of course it goes all the way around the small lake, and at the end Mickey once again appears on the stage at the bottom of the stage, which is a mountain. So he's at the base of the mountain for most of that, and you have all these firework effects going off. And all of a sudden, he appears at the top of the mountain almost magically. Only something that could happen in a Disney park. He's at the top, and of course you have the greatest end of any show in all the Disney parks. And that's the end of Fantasmic with Mickey and his famous line, "Some imagination, huh?" And then all the fireworks go off, and that's the end of Fantasmic, and then you have to fight the crowds back onto Hollywood Boulevard.
Sunset.
Well, it depends which way you exit.
Most would be what's his face? Sunset.
You could exit onto either street.
Really? I never knew that.
At sometimes. I know sometimes they try and send you through Sunset, but I've gotten through the other side a couple of times.
Oh, and Tom, that was an amazing impersonation of Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, I know. I have a very deep
voice. Some imagination, huh? Uh-huh.
That was much better. All right.
Disneyland.
Oh, no.
Now, we go through the whole same opening scene as in Florida with the great music, imagination.
Well, you should probably set the setting first, because it's a very different setting.
As the lights fade, the river is quiet and dark. Then, a faint musical note is heard.
All right, don't read from Wikipedia. Just so everyone knows that the Fantasmic at Disneyland plays...
Instead of looking at a mountain in the middle of a big stage, you're looking at Lafitte's Tavern on Tom Sawyer Island in Frontierland. And you see Mickey appear in the same whole opening scene as in Florida, and then it goes into the same Sorcerer's Apprentice scene, and then from there it goes into a jungle scene, but only really features the Jungle Book, where you see an enormous slithering car, which is the snake from the Jungle Book, and it just basically, for no reason at all, slithers around the stage. And then quite a rocky part of it. I'm not sure if you have this bit in the Florida version, but we hear a contemporary rendition of Pink Elephants on Parade from Dumbo on the water screens. And then we have the Monstro bit as well. Mm-hmm. On the way before that, after the Pink Elephants bit, we see strings. We see some strings appearing. And then the lights shine, and you see two girl puppets and Pinocchio, and you hear "I got no strings to hold me," and that song, and Pinocchio and them lot are dancing to that, which is not in the Florida version.
Nope.
And I thought that was a simple but cool thing. And as in the Florida version, you have the Monstro scene. And then instead of seeing a bunch of men in tights walking around a mountain, we have the sailing ship Columbia coming around from the view with Captain Hook, Peter Pan, and all the pirates on the ship, and basically just a bunch of frolicking, fighting until the ship fades away with the crocodile who likes to eat Captain Hook following, and it's an amazing looking crocodile. I mean, it looks so realistic. It must be the god of all crocodiles.
I think that's the same one that appeared in the Enchanted Adventures Parade.
And then from there you go into the same princess scene as in Florida, where you see Snow White, and this is correct because I remember, you see Snow White and Prince Charming, Ariel and Eric, and Belle and Beast. And then we get into the Evil Queen transforming, and we get three villains, I think, only three. We have the Wicked Queen, of course, Ursula, and Chernabog. And I think in Florida, the villains are overdone, and I think there are a few too many. I think these three are good. And of course, when Disneyland's premiered, Little Mermaid was the newest film, and The Lion King and Beauty and the Beast had not yet come out.
I think Beauty and the Beast was out.
Or just come out, yeah.
Yeah.
But then we have Ursula going through her whole thing, and do you see tentacles of a 20-foot tall Ursula? Now, is that in the Florida version?
Nope.
No. And you see that, and Ursula then fades back into the screen, which then fades into Chernabog, and Chernabog summons all of the dead living things. And then we get Maleficent, and she goes, "Now you will deal with me and all the powers of my imagination." My perfect impersonation of Maleficent. And you go through that whole little battle scene and all that, and then you get into the same Steamboat Willie thing, except it isn't a little fake looking tiny boat. We actually have the majestic Mark Twain, and then the same thing with some imagination, huh? And that was a Disneyland's Fantasmic.
Now, sorry, I fell asleep.
Have you seen Disneyland's Fantasmic?
Yes, I have.
Now, which would you rate to be better?
I don't know if one of them's better. I'd like to say they're really different.
Or prefer, maybe, then.
I don't know. I probably prefer the Florida one because I've seen it more times. But I don't know if one of them's better than the other. They're really different. Let's just end it there. They're very, very different from each other.
They are different. They have a lot of similarities and a lot of differences. But the main similarities between the two is what I'm going to judge them on. And I think with Disney World's, the Pocahontas scene, as I said, is just ridiculous, and it's kind of pathetic.
Well, you have to remember, Peter Pan's came at a different time. The original,
yeah,
if this is 7 years after the original Florida opened its version, and there were a lot of major Disney films that came along during that period.
Yeah, but Pocahontas really wasn't one.
Pocahontas did very well. And especially that time in the 90s, it was very popular, even into 1999.
Well, I still think the Peter Pan scene is better, and with the actual villains part, there's not as much. And the show really isn't as long, because I think Florida's is just a little bit too long. And I also, with Florida's, I don't like the fact that you have to wait an hour and a half before the show starts, and while waiting you get cramped and have to wait half an hour to get in, and then an hour and a half to wait for the actual show to start. I really think it could be managed better. And that really is Disneyland's and the Disney Hollywood Studios Fantasmic. And that's about it for this week's show.
You all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Tom Corliss, thank you for joining me.
No problem.
Want to tell everyone about
confusing.
Want to tell everyone about your show and maybe what you got coming up this week?
course, I'm the host of the WDW News Today podcast and the webmaster of WDWNewsToday.com, the only daily source for Walt Disney World news and information. Of course, just as we have every week, we have all the news and rumors from the Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida. Coming up this week, we will continue our look at the holidays at Walt Disney World. We'll have another great segment to go along with the ones we've been having for the last few weeks. And we're also going to take a look at Disney items you could pick up this Black Friday. Our show is actually going to come out 2 days. It's actually going to come out, this Wednesday. So we can take a look at all the Disney items such as DVDs and all that stuff that are coming out on sale on Friday's big Black Friday shopping day. So we have a lot of great stuff coming up this week, and it's going to come out a few days early.
I'll have to check that out. And Tom will probably be here for our next show, where we will be talking about our favorite Disney websites.
Most certainly.
So stay tuned for that. And Nick obviously was not here on this show because he was at his grandma's house.
Turn that computer off now!
Oh my god. And John Frigliano wasn't here because he doesn't like Brits.
Yeah, he hates Brits. Racist. And before the show gets out of control even more, we'll see ya.
Real soon.
This has to be the most beautiful, the most peaceful place I've ever been to.